When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price moves towards 40K as on-chain and technical analysis favors the bulls. That's right, on-chain analysis from Decent Trader shows that an oversold signal was recently triggered, suggesting that Bitcoin may soon be ready to turn around and move to the upside. As popular crypto trader Rec Capital points out, whatever the FUD towards Bitcoin is right now won't change the long-term effect that the Bitcoin halving has on Bitcoin's price. Also in today's show, breaking news, the Tanzanian president urges central bank to prepare for crypto. As you can see her right here, President Hassan urges central bank to prepare for cryptocurrencies. And she's quoted sharing, "My call to the central bank is that you should start working on that development. The central bank should be ready for the changes and not be caught unprepared." Also in today's show, Bitcoin bulls should mark this particular date on their calendars, according to popular crypto analyst Justin Bennett. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's episode, the Bitcoin price could hit $85,000 in the months ahead as indicators finally flip bullish, according to this new report, quoting Decent Trader here. So we may well see the price make its way back up to the stock the flow line in the coming months. This would mean new all-time highs for Bitcoin before the end of this year, as the stock the flow line is currently sitting at $85,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. And as analyst Lex Movosky of Glassnode points out, if you're a believer in the stock the flow model, now is a good time to buy Bitcoin. The negative deflection from the model is one of the highest it's ever been. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin pumping, making its way back to 40,000. Ethereum and all the major altcoins currently in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin price saw a bullish turn of the events on June 13th as the price broke out above $39,252. But many analysts are still on the fence when it comes to determining whether the digital asset is ready to continue its uptrend. And actually this morning we touched already as high as $39,800. So on the cusp of smashing 40K resistance once again. And to date, the crypto the market remains on edge and is 2 months removed from Bitcoin's all-time high near 65,000. A market analysis from Delphi Digital identified a major head and shoulders pattern that could spell more short-term pain if Bitcoin dies below 30,000. Personally, I feel the low, the floor, the bottom is already in for the king of all crypto, but I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And with that in mind, now is a good time to do a review of some key data points to gain a greater perspective on where the Bitcoin price could go next. Let's start with short-term hodlers suffering losses and getting wrecked, especially those leveraged trading and shorting Bitcoin. A 50% decrease in price over the past 2 months may seem extreme to those unfamiliar with the volatility of the crypto market, but it comes as no surprise to the long long-term hodlers who have seen multiple drawdowns of an even larger magnitude over the last decade. And as seen on this chart right here on your screen, it shows you the Bitcoin price drawdown from the 52-week high. And now a drawdown of 70% or greater is not uncommon for Bitcoin, especially following a significant run-up in price, hinting that the possibility of further pain is still a threat as the bulls battle the bears in the mid $30,000 range. Now, the rapidly falling prices sent new and old Bitcoin hodlers running for the sidelines, resulting in traders selling at a loss, according to the SOPR, the spent output profit ratio data, highlighted by crypto analyst Philby Philby. As you can see right here on your screen, in the past couple of days, signs of the SOPR reset have appeared, indicating that average wallets are now selling at a profit once again. Now, the crypto greed and fear index, one of my favorite indicators, has also reached its lowest level since the March 2020 sell-off initiated by the COVID pandemic. As you can see right here, the Bitcoin drawdown versus the crypto greed and fear index. Now, high levels of fear currently being experienced by a majority of traders have many sitting on the sidelines as concerns for further losses remain a legitimate possibility. But for the contrarian investors, however, low scores on the index are a signal to be greedy when others are fearful. That's right. This is a buying indicator. When we're in extreme fear, take advantage of the dip. Don't do as they say, but watch what they do as the smart money is accumulating and hodling right now. Now, the sentiment begins to rebound, which is a good indicator for the bulls. While it's true that Bitcoin has seen its price fall by more than 30,000 over the past 2 months, it's important to note that the amount it has fallen, as well as its current price, are nearly double the previous all-time high set in 2017, shining a light on just how significant the rally has been over the past 6 months. That's right. All Bitcoin hodlers are in profit, especially those who have been hodling for 4 years or more. And let's not forget, 6 months ago, Bitcoin was like $20,000. So we're still in profit. An on-chain analysis from Decent Trader shows that an oversold signal was recently triggered, suggesting that Bitcoin may soon be ready to turn around and move to the upside. As you can see right here on your screen, the active addresses sentiment indicator compares the 28-day change in price, which is shown by the orange line, with the 28-day change in on-chain active addresses, which is represented by the band of gray lines, which you can see right here on your screen. And the orange line moving from below the dotted green line back up into the active address change band is considered a bullish signal, and this most recently occurred on June 10th, indicating the possibility of a turnaround in the market. Let's go BTC. And according to Rec Capital, a popular analyst on Twitter, Bitcoin is still on a path to realize a new all-time high. As he shares in this tweet, the Bitcoin halvings occur in the year prior to a new candle one, and candle one is where Bitcoin experiences the most explosive growth. Whatever the FUD towards Bitcoin is right now won't change the long-term effect that the Bitcoin halvings has on the Bitcoin price, as you can see right here on your screen. And for now, perhaps it's best to just take a break from staring at the charts and worrying about which way Bitcoin will choose. The long-term outlook remains strong as countries like El Salvador have begun choosing Bitcoin as legal tender and more people become interested in cryptocurrency, which leads us to our next story of the day. Tanzanian president urges the central bank to prepare for crypto. But before I break this down, as well as the Bitcoin bulls should mark this date on their calendars, according to popular crypto analyst Justin Bennett, as well as the Bitcoin price could hit $85,000 in the following months ahead as indicators finally flip bullish, according to this new report. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see all the major cryptos back in the green and pumping once again, which is a beautiful omen. We have Bitcoin up almost 10% for the day, trading above 39,200. We touched about 39,800, which is the high of this morning. Ethereum up over 5%, trading just under 2,500. We have Chainlink up 10%, trading at about $23. Binance Coin up 6%, trading at $357. Cardano up 5.5%, trading at $1.51. And Polkadot up 5.5%, trading at $21.46. All right, now let's break down our next break-in story of the day. Tanzania appears to be the latest emerging economy poised to embrace Bitcoin and crypto assets. On June 14th, the Tanzanian president, Samia Hassan, urged the country's central bank to begin exploring crypto assets. Hassan emphasized the increasing impact of digital assets on global finance, stating, "We have witnessed the emergence of a new journey through the internet." She highlighted the lack of crypto adoption and development in the East African region, stating, "Throughout the region, including Tanzania, they have not accepted or started using these routes," quoting her right here. "My call to the central bank is that you should start working on that development. The central bank should be ready for the changes and not be caught unprepared." So will Tanzania be next to adopt the king of all crypto? Here's the president right here urging the central bank to prepare for cryptocurrencies. I'll include this in the show notes below the video in the description. Now check it out. Hassan Sean's comments come from the heels of numerous Latin lawmakers pushing for a greater crypto adoption in other emerging economies, including El Salvador, where Bitcoin is now officially mandated as legal tender. That's right. This is a huge victory, not only for El Salvador, their president, Nayib Bukele, but also for Bitcoin as a whole. While African legislators have been slow to recognize and encourage the crypto economy, the region has been the hotspot for peer-to-peer Bitcoin trading for years. And according to Useful Tulips, sub-Saharan Africa is the second largest region for peer-to-peer trading behind North America, representing roughly 16.5 million in weekly volume. Also, Nigeria represents half of the region's volume, ranking behind the United States as the second largest nation by peer-to-peer Bitcoin trading, with 8.5 million in Bitcoin changing hands weekly. Next up is Kenya, Africa's second-ranked peer-to-peer market with more than 3 million in weekly trade, followed by Ghana with 2 million and South Africa with 1.6 million. Tanzania ranks seventh of the region with nearly 90,000 worth of trade over the past 7 days. So would Tanzania be the next country to adopt Bitcoin and embrace cryptocurrency? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin bulls should mark this particular date on their calendar, says crypto analyst Justin Bennett, as well as the Bitcoin price could hit 85,000 in the months ahead as indicators finally flip bullish, according to this new report. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under 1.7 trillion with 94 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the Bitcoin dominance at 43.6% with the Ether dominance at 17.1%, and the current Bitcoin market cap at 734 billion with the Ethereum market cap at $289 billion. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have the Graph up 14%, trading at 69 cents. Thorchain up almost 14%, trading at $8.16. Phantom up almost 13%, trading at 27 cents. And Theta up 12.5%, trading at $9.10. And out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated at 28 in fear. Yesterday was a 23, last week a 15, and last month a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto trader and analyst Justin Bennett is telling the Bitcoin bulls to keep an eye on this specific date as the flagship crypto struggles to maintain its upward momentum in a new strategy session. Bennett says that monthly futures expiration dates have played a big part in Bitcoin's price action, often correlating with local tops as well as bottoms. Now this chart shows us the Bitcoin futures expiry for January, February, and March. Do you see any similarities? The closely followed analyst says that if Bitcoin's price is following monthly futures expirations, then it may also correlate with quarterly expirations. He notes that on June 25th, quarter two futures are set to expire for Bitcoin. So that's the date to keep your eyes out on, which is less than 2 weeks away, potentially marking a bottom for the world's flagship digital asset and the broader crypto markets. Quoting Justin Bennett right here, my theory is that if Bitcoin has followed monthly futures expirations, then it stands to reason that it could also be following quarterly futures expirations. And if that is the case, we saw a top shortly after April started. And if this is the case, if this theory holds up, then we could see crypto's bottom sometime around June 25th. That's when the quarter two futures expire. So June 25th is going to be the date to keep on your calendar. And I'm going to go ahead and say that anywhere from June 20th to June 25th is going to be the range to keep an eye on. So there you have it. Bennett also takes into account that until then, Bitcoin and the rest of the crypto markets could face downward pressure, quoting him again here. However, if this theory has merit, it's also important to note that it could mean cryptos could stay under pressure for the next couple of weeks till that June 25th expiration. It's just a theory of mine, but given what we've seen from the monthly futures expiration so far this year in 2021, I think it makes sense to keep at least an eye on the quarter two futures expirations later this month on June 25th, because that could mark the bottom for the cryptos. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, the Bitcoin price could hit $85,000 in the coming months ahead as the indicators finally flip bullish, according to this new report. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 810 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and turn on all notifications notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also find me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, I do have a private crypto Facebook group entitled Crypto Alchemy with over 19,000 cryptopreneurs from all over the world. To join it, click this link, request to join. I'll be sure to plug you in. And for those of you on Telegram, I do have a private crypto Telegram chat, which is uncensored. To join it, click this link. You automatically be added. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you personally on the inside. And for those of you on TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin is still below a key moving average, and that is not a bullish sign, says a new report. But signs of a rebound have finally arrived. In its latest market update released on June 11th, Trading Suite Decent Trader highlighted three on-chain indicators calling for imminent bullish continuation for Bitcoin. That's right. Let's start with indicators echo March 2020 aftermath. Bitcoin has now spent almost a month below the 200-day moving average, which is the DMA. This is concerning, Decent Trader warns, and external factors such as geopolitical sentiment continues to weigh on the sentiment. Quoting them right here, Bitcoin has kept the market on its toes as it continues to range between weekly support at $32,000 and near-term resistance of the 200-day moving average currently at $42,000, the update summarized. Uncertainty after the recent crash and fears around President Biden's announcement at the G7 summit this coming weekend around how the U.S. will tackle cryptocurrency in relation to recent ransomware attacks are holding the price down for now. That's right, the Bitcoin FUD puppets have been relentless, but Bitcoin continued to range over the weekend, and at this time of this morning, it started pumping once again. We almost touched $40,000, which is definitely a great indicator. Now, however, several measures of on-chain strength now suggest that the bounce from a fresh bearish phase with an overall bull market is now underway. These are the well-known active addresses sentiment, the spent output profit ratio known as the SOPR, as well as the stock to flow deviation. Active addresses, meanwhile, measures whether Bitcoin is overbought or oversold at a certain price point relative to the number of active addresses on the blockchain. Like the SOPR, the indicator is currently in the same position as just after the bear market floor in December 2018 and the crash of March of 2020. As such, if history repeats itself, the only way is up, which means that $85,000 Bitcoin price could be just months away. That's right. On the cards is the rally back to the stock to flow trajectory line, something which its creator Plan B says would pose a surprise were it not to happen. And amid hopes that Bitcoin will still hit 100,000 this year, Decent Trader predicted that it may only be a matter of months before Bitcoin is back on track. Quoting Decent Trader right here, while we may not rally so hard and fast this time, fundamentally, nothing has changed with how Bitcoin works. Nothing is broken. We are just experiencing a lot of bad media coverage after a strong rally at the start of the year, the company concluded. So we may well see the price make its way back up to the stock to flow line in the coming months. This would mean new all-time highs for Bitcoin before the end of this year, as the stock to flow line is currently sitting at $85,000, as you can see right here on your screen. Also like to point out that the stock to flow cross asset model, better known as stock to flow X, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price medium average between now and 2024. So do you feel an $85,000 Bitcoin price is in the cards for the king of all crypto in the following months? Holla at your boy in the comments below. And checking out the latest from Plan B, he tweeted, $288,000 still in play. It would really surprise me if Bitcoin would not touch the black stock to flow X model line this phase. Regardless of current volatility, yellow, green, and blue dots will be much higher than the red, orange dots. And checking out the latest from Lex Mavosky at Glassnode Analytics, if you're a believer in the stock to flow model, now is a good time to buy Bitcoin. The negative deflection from the model is one of the highest it's ever been. So there you have it. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you right here in today's show, the Bitcoin price moves towards 40,000 as on-chain and technical analysis favors the bulls. Also shared breaking news that the Tanzanian president urges the central bank to prepare for crypto, as she shares right here in this speech. Also in today's show, I shared that the Bitcoin bulls should mark this particular date on their calendars, according to crypto analyst Justin Bennett. Also in today's episode, I shared that the Bitcoin price can hit $85,000 in the months ahead as indicators finally flip bullish, according to this new report from Decent Trader, as well as Plan B says that $288,000 is still in play. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com /CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?